on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hi, you are listening to Expression FM. Here are the news. The Conservative Party has been fined £70,000 and its former treasurer reported to police after an Electoral Commission investigation found significant failures by the party to report its campaign spending. It was indeed revealed that up to 20 Conservative MPs broke local spending limits at the last general election. Prosecutors now have to decide whether to charge MPs or their agent after a 10-month investigation into whether party spending on an election battle bus that brought activists to marginal seats was wrongly recorded as national spending. Both the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats have also been fined in recent months for breaching campaign spending rules. Dutch voters turned out in record, with a majority rejecting the populist platform of anti-immigrant politician Geert Wilders. The results were immediately cheered by pro-European politicians who hoped that they could stall some of the momentum of the populist forces Mr. Wilders has come to symbolise. They rewarded parties on the right that had co-opted parts of his hardline message, including that of Prime Minister Mark Rutte, whose party came in first in early results. Forming coalition will be Mr. Root's next challenge, and it could take months, analysts said. European leaders, struggling with a rise of populist forces, rushed to cheer the result. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel's foreign ministry greeted the first estimates with a warm and enthusiast message via Twitter. Mr. Trump's first budget will be unveiled today, and the losers may be some of the very constituencies that have been most supportive of the president. The sharpest domestic cuts would scare back the Environmental Protection Agency, which Mr. Trump believes has hamstrung economic growth with excessive regulation. Under his plan, funding would be eliminated for International Climate Change Program, climate change research, and President Barack Obama's plan to force power plants to limit their carbon emissions. Alongside environmental protection and foreign aid, another victim may be federal fundings of art and humanities. The Federal Reserve said that the US economy continued to chug along, expanding at a moderate pace, and it raised its benchmark interest rate. But Mr. Trump has vowed to bolster growth by cutting regulation and announced a rollback on fuel economy standards that he says have hurt the auto industry. That's what the US Thursday News Bulletin team. Have a lovely day.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.